17 minutes past 6, going on to exactly 18 minutes past 6 to be exact, and we continue with the day's top business news. Now looking at charges of price fixing in the fresh produce market, 14 agents together with the Institute for Market Agents, the institute that governs the agents, are facing prosecution over price fixing and fixing trade conditions in contravention of the Competition Act. The Competition Commission, Sipho Ngwema, joins us on the line for this discussion. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Meng, and thanks for having me on the program.
It's a pleasure. Talk to us about how this was uncovered.
We had received initially a complaint from the Ministry of Agriculture, and subsequently we did a raid on these agents earlier this year, in March this year.
Yes.
So through that search and seizure operation, we received information that confirm some of the allegations that the agents were involved in cartel conduct. They were fixing prices and also fixing trading conditions. And we discovered that in terms of what they were fixing, the commission to be anything between 5 to 9.5%. And therefore, we have now decided to take them to the tribunal to charge them for that breach of the Competition Act.
To what extent did this activity go in maybe ultimately affecting the consumer, if you have those details?
There is no doubt that if there is a price fixing taking place, you must remember the prices or the cost is then transferred to the consumer. Clearly, because part of the problem with price fixing is that we are not opening up the market so that the best commission can be paid. You're fixing the commission, so meaning that whatever commission the farmers are paying, they will pass on the cost to the consumer. So clearly, if there was no price fixing, I'm sure things would have been far different for the consumer.
Can any deals be expected in this process where those implicated may plead guilty or come clean?
It is up to them, really. We have now moved for prosecution. We want the matter to be adjudicated. If they think that they can come forward, try and reach a consent agreement with us as part of the process, we'll listen to them. But as things stand, we are ready to go before the tribunal so that we can present our case and they can present their defense.
What's expected to unfold then now that the matter has been referred to the Competition Tribunal for prosecution?
We have now referred. We then have some days, about 20, to respond to file their own papers in defense of why they did what we alleged them to have done. So they will defend themselves there, and then the tribunal will give us a date. If it gets to a hearing, it doesn't end up in what we had suggested earlier. Because in many cases, some of the people will then ask for an agreement and agree to a particular fine. If these are adamant and they want to defend themselves, then there will be a hearing, and then the tribunal will then adjudicate, take a decision, and will take it from there.
At this point, is the Competition Commission confident in the case that it aims to present to the tribunal?
There's no doubt that we think that we have got a formidable case. We have got credible evidence that we can produce before the tribunal. As I said to you, we conducted simultaneous search and seizure operation in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban and Pretoria in terms of those markets. And we received a lot of valuable information during those searches. And therefore, that's the evidence that we're going to be presenting before the tribunal.
Thank you so much for your time. The Competition Commission, Sipho Ngwema, talking to us about price fixing charges, rather, in the fresh produce market.